Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. In his first week, President Trump gave immigration authorities the ability to get around the courts. Over the weekend, workplace raids were reported across Texas in Newark, New Jersey, Chicago, and Denver. In Teton County, online rumors of immigration enforcement's presence have surfaced, but have not been confirmed by local journalists, the sheriff's office, and immigration specialists. Toto TV reporter Alicia Unger says she's hearing from families, especially those with children, who are unnerved.
It's very sad to hear that a kid has to go to school concerned, not that they're going to be taken by ICE, but that they may go back to home and they won't find their parents.
Unger says she's telling those without documentation to stay calm and avoid driving if they can. Leaders on the Wind River Reservation are encouraging tribal members to carry IDs with them. That comes in response to ramped-up efforts to enforce immigration policy. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
The Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho Business Councils put out statements addressing worries about ICE activity and impacts on local communities. Both councils asserted their sovereignty and acknowledged national reports of ICE agents potentially detaining tribal citizens in other parts of the country. The Arizona Republic recently reported that leaders of the Navajo Nation reached out to the governors of Arizona and New Mexico to address those unverified reports. Neither council mentioned raids on the Wind River Reservation. They're encouraging members to carry their tribal IDs. Both tribes are waiving fees for IDs and have options for enrolled members who live out of state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
A bill to create a loan repayment program for veterans who provide mental health care to other vets is headed to the Senate floor. The program would reimburse the student loans of any vet getting a mental health-related master's or PhD from the University of Wyoming who also spends at least a quarter of their time working with other vets in the state. Major General Greg Porter is the state's adjutant general.
Oftentimes we find, particularly in our low population areas, that we don't have all the services that veterans would require. And we're really trying to drive down the suicide rate in the veteran population.
The Senate Appropriations Committee agreed to put $250,000 toward the program from the state's general fund over the next 3 years. There's another bill related to UW going through the legislature. Anyone with a Hathaway scholarship would have to work or go to grad school in-state for at least a year. It passed committee and is now headed to the House floor. A bill that some say would devastate the rooftop solar industry is moving through the Wyoming legislature. It would change how solar users are compensated for electricity they put back into the power grid. Less money made and tacked on fees. Many testified over hours to committee lawmakers that this removes all incentives for going solar. Here's Lander resident Steph Kessler.
Please let Wyoming people have this small tool to help them reduce their home electricity bills and keep their homes affordable. Please set aside this bill.
Supporters of the bill say they do not think that solar users are paying their fair share for upkeep of the power grid, shifting the cost to non-solar electricity users. A report commissioned by the Wyoming Outdoor Council says that's not happening. The bill was passed out of committee and now heads to the full Senate. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Green River swimmer survived a medical emergency thanks to the quick actions of several employees and community members. The Green River Star reports a 75-year-old patron was in the deep end of the pool. Renee Price and Jordan Anderson, who work at the pool, recognized the situation in seconds and jumped into action. Malaya Gomez helped coordinate emergency services, and community members Bonnie Shoup, Ivan Banks, and Parker White aided staff. Wyoming's Soul Musher in the Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race is going through a challenge that goes beyond the seven-day race. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Alex Crittenden has been battling a brain tumor since right before last year's competition, which she had to have her friend run for her. This year, Crittenden has shared the responsibilities as she's gone through chemo, but she still plans to be the one on the sled when her team takes off in 2 days. And the Wyoming State Fair is looking to hear your memories. The event is celebrating its 120th year this summer and wants to share it with fairgoers. They encourage anyone with a memory, no matter what format it's in, photos, stories, or something else, to send it to them. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And for today's trivia question, who was the first African-American woman to serve in the Wyoming State Legislature? Send us your answers for all five of the trivia questions by Sunday at noon. We'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this January morning. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.